Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So truth be told, do you keep this busy acting, directing, your activism, just to avoid child care?
I am now.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, now that, I'll tell you when I decided that. 2 days ago, I decided I really have to get, I literally called up my agent and said, find me anything. Because we started our kids on solid food.
Oh.
And everything in that diaper has changed. Everything. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
In the last 2 days, yeah. I've been like, I've been changing diapers. I don't care. And then you open this thing up and you go, how did that start out as a carrot?
Yeah, it's Armageddon in there.
It's a hazmat suit.
It's hazmat. So you're pretty involved then with child care?
Well, I have children,
Well, that's, not all parents.
What basically I do is mostly the time I get my agent to do it, to change the diapers.
Yeah.
As
long as the kids are cared for.
Sure, they're cared for.
Is all that cares for. Yeah. So I was just talking to your pal, Matt.
Don't like him.
Yeah, well, see, I wondered even how you chose him for this in the first place.
He was cheaper than Brad Pitt, as you can imagine.
Okay.
Brad's much more expensive.
He said that you often use the phrase, you suck.
As a director?
As a director to him. Yeah.
Well, I try not to because you don't want to hurt his feelings, but he's working with Julianne Moore and Oscar Isaac, so sometimes you just have to
say it the way it is.
Yeah.
What a combination. I mean, seriously, what a world that you all created in this movie.
Yeah, it was
fun. It's so visually interesting. And
yeah, it was fun to do because we knew we wanted to put this odd film of people sharing a backyard with looking the wrong direction and putting it back in a period of time where we like to look back and think of the Eisenhower 50s as sort of when the country really was simple.
Yeah, idyllic, yeah.
And the truth was it was probably very simple for a certain group of very white men, but probably not so simple for a lot of other people.
Yeah, yeah. But is this a sort of a spinoff of Coen Brothers?
Kind of, I guess.
Previous movies, Fargo, or?
I guess so. I never really thought about it.
Maybe a prequel or something?
Maybe a prequel. Yeah, 35 years later.
Yeah.
I don't know. It certainly has the Coen Brothers tone to it because their dialogue is in all over it. It's always fun. Listen, working with those guys is a blast, and I think they're inventive and smart. And so anytime you can be involved with them in any way at all, you jump.
Yeah, I would think so. So just on the news side, if I can get serious, this Harvey Weinstein story is dominating the news. I read what you said about it. Mm-hmm. I guess the question at this point now is, where do we go from here? How do we address this, and what do we do?
I think that's the point. First of all, we have to address the idea that this isn't a Hollywood problem, that this is a systemic problem. I mean, we just saw what happened at Fox News this morning. We see that, they paid off somebody $32 million and then renewed Bill O'Reilly's contract. This is going on all around in all different industries. But what we have to do is there has to be something good that comes out of all of this. And first we have to acknowledge it. Everyone has to acknowledge the problem. And then we have to say, okay, if this is going to not just become a joke and people look forward 3 months from now and it's just a punchline somewhere, women have to feel safe to come forward. They have to be believed. And the men have to feel that these women, it's mostly men and women, mostly men doing it to women, will out them. That their behavior, this kind of behavior from here on out, will get them in a lot more trouble.
Yeah.
And so that'll occur. How about no more meetings in hotel rooms in my industry? And also, this didn't happen in a vacuum. Somebody who's taking actresses up, young actresses up to his room and then leaving. And someone has covered the story and investigated it and then not printed that story. And I want to know who's buying advertising dollars on whose papers or whose websites or who's buying book deals, because I would have liked to have known these things. This man was a predator, and he was assaulting women, and he was silencing them. And we are now seeing that all over, not just this industry, but all over the country.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness for people like you speaking out.
I really think that
it goes a little further. When
I think we have a, I think we are all going to have to make this. This has to be our next goal, right? This is going to have to be something we all, you know. And you're around newsrooms as well. We've seen it in newsrooms. We've seen it in, obviously, we've seen it in D.C. We need to. This has to become impossible to happen anymore. You know, my wife is a very successful human rights lawyer, and she tells me that, you know, this happens in law firms and happened to her in law firms where people tried to take advantage of her. So this is all over the country. Yeah.